From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, September 19th. The move to suspend Jimmy Kimmel has sparked wider debate about free speech and about whether major outlets like ABC and their parent companies are bowing to political pressure from the Trump administration. For comedians, that raises questions about the future of comedy and its place in society. Chico comic DNA spoke with NSPR's Angel Aracha. Their conversation begins with what pressure to conform could mean for comics moving forward.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that Jimmy Kimmel being the A-list guy, I mean, do I feel bad for Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, not like in a financial way. I think the guy has, you know, savings. But as an indicator, you know, the idea, you know, the mythos of a comedian, or, you know, you could draw a loose thread to the court jester. So it's an old profession of speaking truth to power, right? You speak truth to power. That's what comics do, you know, and I'm going to bring this around. I hope there's enough time for this, which is, I believe this is the Kimmel firing is about censorship. And if you as a listener feel like, oh my gosh, this is just another domino, what can I do? If you feel disempowered, that is the point of these kinds of things. They're mean, they're cruel, they're unable to be figured out in any sort. You can't take apart what he said and try to find what was seen in it. It had nothing to do with what was seen in it. It was just that they're taking down these late night show hosts that speak truth to power every night. So what you can do is support NSPR and your local community radio, because if the major networks are bought and sold and will not stand up for individual voices that differ from a narrative, where do we find that information? And as far as I can see in America, it's only community radio. And with funding being caught, this is a primary source to find out what is really going on.
You know, in regards to what happened to Kimmel, what happened to Colbert, what does this mean for comedy in regards to freedom of speech?
Right. Well, I mean, you know,
if anything,
ABC, CBS, NBC, they've been around. I'm older, and, you know, they've been around for what, since television, you know, so they're monolithic structures, corporations merge. So there's mechanizations behind what's happening. And, you know, how does this deal get passed through, you know, the current administration, and what does the current administration want in regards to these late night show hosts? Is there a personal peeve against them because of things they've said? So that's the top tier. That's the eye in the pyramid, those guys, not to bring in the Illuminati, but like on the lower level with, you know, what's comedy shows in bars and theaters and clubs, we have not yet felt the ramification. So it's a ripple. It has to be. It always is. How it plays down to the lower levels, you know, I can tell you that I have seen comedy clubs, independent comedy clubs, not like corporate Live Nation comedy clubs, independently owned comedy clubs shuttering with, I would assume that means ticket sales are down for independents. And that's not great. Because once, if corporations own all the comedy clubs and they get bought by, you know, some billionaire who has a more conservative bent, you know, things can really change. I think it's amazing how things can really change so quickly. So besides supporting NPR and NSPR, you know, go to local comedy clubs, you know, these kids, you know, they may say stuff that, you know, cringes you. But at the same time, you might get some laughs, and laughter brings oxygen to the brain, and we all need more of that right now.
From your viewpoint, where do comedy and like tough issues intersect, and what's comedy's role in these kind of like political and social topics?
So, you know, one of the most famous comedy expressions, although its source is, debated, is time plus tragedy equals comedy. Yeah, people say Carol Burnett or whatever. For the comedians that are engaged with that kind of information, we don't have time. So a lot of comics are having to process the traumas that we're all going through collectively as they're happening in real time. And I think that's very good. I think that's a good thing for comedy right now because it's making comics work harder and smarter. And, I mean, in the arts, comedy is an extremely unique craft. And those who are good at it, I feel, can, I not to get too woo-woo, but I feel almost like in a shamanistic way, help guide community to a place that doesn't end in war and violence.
That was Chico comic DNA speaking with NSBR's Angel Aracha. In other news, the Shasta Elections Task Force is calling for a referendum to sidestep California election laws. It's an ad hoc citizens group and has collected more than 10,000 signatures towards the effort. NSBR's Ken Duvall has more.
Of the signatures, around 6,800 need to be verified for the proposal to qualify for the November ballot. Registrar of Voters Clint Curtis told the Reading Record Searchlight he expects there will be enough. If passed, the referendum would return Shasta County to hand-counting ballots, restrict mail-in ballots, require voter ID, and call for the results to be announced within a day of the polls closing. Those provisions are prohibited under California election laws. Controversy over similar measures has arisen in previous election cycles. The state restrictions were enacted in 2023 as a direct response. Curtis told the paper lawsuits are likely if voters approve the measure. He says he'll follow whatever the courts decide. For NSBR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And a teacher in Reading was terminated this week after facing backlash over alleged social media comments regarding the Charlie Kirk assassination. According to KRCR, the Pacheco Union School District Board voted unanimously to terminate Kyle Sullivan. One comment attributed to Sullivan said, quote, "You reap what you sow, Mr. Kirk." Another was made under a video of Congressmember Marjorie Taylor Greene stating, quote, "Can someone please kill her?" End quote. The school district issued a statement last week saying it didn't condone violence in any form. Sullivan was placed on leave the same day the comments surfaced, and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office announced increased police presence at the school following the incident. Also, the Anderson Police Department says all of its officers are now equipped with body cameras. The department says it took more than a year of planning, testing, and evaluation to roll them out. In a Facebook post, the department added they monitored state and federal grant opportunities, but ultimately moved forward without outside funding. Chief Oliver Collins called the cameras an important step to improve transparency, trust, and safety. And finally, a bill that was just passed in the state Senate aims to improve availability of labor and delivery care in the North State. SB 669 is co-sponsored by Senator Megan Daly. And it creates a pilot program that could be implemented in up to 5 critical access hospitals. The program is based on a model developed by Plumas District Hospital. Daly says it allows hospitals to staff labor and delivery services on a standby basis. That means they'll be available within 30 minutes instead of a 24/7 basis. Small rural hospitals are often unable to provide round-the-clock coverage, leaving women to travel out of the area. That can be dangerous in an emergency situation. The bill was passed unanimously and awaits the governor's signature. And those were your headlines for Friday, September 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.